Hello everyone, welcome to the B2B SaaS podcast. I'm your host, Rupen Jawarma, and today we have Sahil Patel here with us. Sahil is the CEO of a company called Spiralize. Hey Sahil, welcome to the show.
Hey, really glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, Sahil. So let's try to understand what Spiralize does, right? And how you sort of, you know, help your customer base.
Yeah, so we do predictive conversion rate optimization for B2B SaaS companies. There are 34,000 websites that run A/B tests somewhere on their website. We scrape all of them. We find the best A/B tests. We shamelessly borrow them and we run those tests for our clients.
So explain more, right? So what do you mean you scrape A/B tests, right? So I think the way I understand people run these A/B tests is, hey, you have a period, like you have a time frame where you're running some, showing something for like 10 days and something else for the next 10 days. And then they're sort of looking at metrics and all of it. Like, how do you—
No, that's not A/B testing. It's okay, actually not A/B testing. It's something, I'm not sure what that is, but that's something else.
So what do you mean A/B testing in this scenario?
So a great example of A/B testing, I'm going to step outside websites and digital and everything else for them. Think about like a clinical drug trial. You have a new medicine. What you do is you get a representative sample of people, men, women, young, old, all those things. And half of them get the drug and half of them get what's called a control, which is a placebo.
Yeah.
Right. And at the end, you got to make sure you run it from, like, say, the start of the month to the end of the month. And then at the end, you compare how many people got better. Was there a better outcome? And what you're looking for is a difference. Because even in a placebo, about maybe 5% of the people just get better on their own. So you got to try and beat what's called beating the control. Now I'm starting to use a little bit of statistical language. That's what we're doing. We're running those like a drug trial for your website.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're a B2B SaaS company and you want to get people to sign up and do a free trial of your product. Tons of companies do that. We're going to make two versions of the page. Now you definitely had that part right. And then for, let's say, a month, half of everyone will randomly get the normal version of the page. But it's really important during that same time cohort, that same month at the same time, randomly, half the people will get the other version. And you're going to compare, did you get more on the B or did you get more on the A? That's an A-B test.
So my question is, like, what do you mean when you say we're going to scrape 34,000 websites and understand their A-B test results?
Yeah. So we've built our own, this is our own SaaS product, and it crawls the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it finds anyone, any website that's running a what's called in-browser, or some people call client-side testing. Mm-hmm. And that's the first thing we do. Two, we capture the visual image capture. We can visually see the difference between the A version of a page and a B version of a page. By the way, you could do this right now. You could go to a website, you could open it in two different browser windows and see, is there an A and a B? Now you know they're running a test. Okay. Now, anyone can do that. We've automated it, so we're doing it at scale. The third thing we do, and this is where there's some special sauce, capture and find the common elements across all these tests. Because if one company runs one test, so what? I'm not running to tell everyone out to go copy it. If we see 10 companies all run the same test and they converge on an answer, that's what we call a proven winner.
Okay.
Those are the kind of tests we like to run.
Okay. So I know I sort of get a sense of, you know, what you're trying to do here, but I just want to, you know, get into any specific example here, right? So what does that mean? Let's say I'm a SaaS company, right? And I just want to optimize my pricing page so that, you know, more people sort of sign up, for example, right?
Yeah.
So there going to be a bunch of templates that I could see. You could just put all of them, you know, in stacked, or you could have them, you know, sorted in vertically, horizontally.
So great example.
Be templates that I could get, right? Maybe hundreds of examples, right? So yes, I could run my own A/B test and maybe could figure it out for myself. So what sort of expertise are you bringing in by analyzing these 34,000, you know, sort of companies and websites?
Yeah. Why not do it on your own if you've— Yeah, by the way, there's some great self-service tools you could do out there. Here's the challenge. First, testing, A/B testing is a cruel game. Industry average, only 10% of tests actually win. So think about that. Those are not good odds. Okay. If you went to the casino and you, whatever your favorite game is, let's say it's blackjack, you had to play 10 hands to get one win. You're going to run out of money really quickly.
Sure. But okay, makes a lot of sense. And I'm still sort of, I think I just want to get a sense of it, right? So this is still a service that you provide, right? So there's still some manual.
It's both. Yeah, it's a product and a service. It's both bundled together.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Because, yeah, I mean, I could see how you, like, it's pretty hard for a product to do it out of the box, right? So then how could you even do that?
Yeah, well, it's not that it's hard. It's that the odds are not in your favor, number one. Number two, let's say the average company, you got to get a whole bunch of people in the room and agree on what test to run. Then you agree on what the test should look like. Everyone's got an opinion. The design guy has an opinion. The product gal has an opinion. CEO walks in the room and goes, oh, I heard if you put the CEO's dog on the homepage, conversions will be through the roof. And what you end up doing is testing based on opinion. Or even worse, you get someone with just a little bit of knowledge and they think they've got best practice. What they're really doing is testing based on instinct. They go, oh yeah, I've been doing digital for 10 years. I know we should make all the buttons
blue. In this particular scenario, right? So how would you help that particular customer figure out those top, you know, N number of tests to run? So what exactly would you do and how exactly do you do that?
Yeah, we come in and say, hey, we've looked at 30,000 websites. First of all, do you think anyone in the room has personally looked at 30,000 websites? No, it's not possible. Second thing is, we've clustered them and we've looked at just the companies in your vertical. Number one, we've looked at just people that ran tests on homepages. And we've looked at just the companies that offer a free trial. And we've identified these 7 tests and we know how often they win and how much lift they should produce. Lift just means how many more conversions you're getting compared to your control.
But how do you get that data, the whole conversion data? That's still an outcome that only the, you know, test running company sort of can get.
Yes. So I love that question. How do we know the stats? Because the scraping of the internet, what we're looking for, signals. There's a ton of noise. This gives us valuable signals. When we find something that repeatedly wins, we then run it for our clients. We're the largest A/B test in their world. Tremendous scale. Because of that, we've run tens of thousands of tests. We've been doing this for more than 8 years. When we run tests, that's the first party data. We know the exact statistics of the performance of each test.
Got it. That's the sort of expertise that you bring in, like that a typical SaaS company wouldn't have, right? So that makes a lot of sense.
That's correct.
Talk about the customer
base. Plus, we've got the in-house service team. So we've got the in-house designers, UX, UI, copywriters, full stack engineers to actually build the test.
Yeah, so I'm going to come to that, right? So I just want to get a sense of your customer base today, right? So who are you primarily serving to and like how many active customers you've got today?
We've served thousands of customers. I have to be careful here. I can't reveal kind of our exact customer count, but a typical customer is a B2B SaaS business. They've got at least 500 people. And a great indicator is that they're usually spending around $50,000 to $70,000 a month on digital marketing to get traffic. Could be SEO, could be search engine ads, could be social media ads to get traffic. Why do we use that? It's because it's a signal that they've got a high value conversion and they've got a maturity about their marketing function. Because the first problem most companies have to solve is you can't get people to come to your website. You can't do what we do until people are there. Mm-hmm. Our job is to take the traffic you already have and get more of it to convert. But if you don't have any traffic, we can't really help you.
Makes sense. So can you just sort of, you know, give a very broad range, right? Whatever you're comfortable with, that we talk about 100 customers or 500,000 customers. What's that number look like? Or is it just 5 or 10 handpicked companies that you work with? So that we could sort of understand scale at which you operate.
At any given time, we're working with about 100.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. And talk about the business model here, right? So how does this work, right? If I'm a B2B SaaS company looking at your service, right? So how do I engage with you? Is it a one-time thing that I run, figure something out, and then I just go, or like, how do you keep me, right? So how long does a typical customer stick with you and like, how does that engagement model work?
Yeah, it's interesting because it's a hybrid business, tech enabled. It's not like a typical SaaS product where we sign you up and we hope you stick around for 5 years and we create a long-term contract and try and lock you in. It's just not the nature of what we do. By the way, I ran a SaaS business for 11 years before I ran Spiralize. So definitely know that model really well. All of our clients start with a 90-day pilot. And the fee is a performance fee based on how much conversion lift they pay. And if we get them no lift, they pay nothing. We get a little lift, they pay a little. And to earn our full fee, we have to get them at least 30% conversion lift. It's a good number. You know, if you go to your average chief marketing officer and you tell her or him, it will increase your pipeline by 30% on your highest value conversions. That tends to get their attention.
Yeah.
So that's the 90-day pilot. After the pilot, it's a simple monthly fee.
Yeah. And then
month to month.
Okay. And then based on like how long they stick with you, they just keep on paying you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. If we're getting the lift, they're happy to pay. I like, there's a good phrase, when you find gold, you keep digging.
And just to get a sense of, right? So for example, if a customer were to stick with you for 12 months, right? So how much would they pay you on an average? I know there's going to be a spectrum and all of it, right? But what sort of range?
There's no spectrum. Everyone pays the same amount.
Which is?
Actually, it's on our website. It's $25,000 a month.
A month. Okay.
Yep.
So basically you said that for the first 90 days that you do the pilot with them, right? So I think they could just pay you nothing if you don't showcase any good results, right?
Yes.
But that changes after that 90 day pilot.
Yeah. So at the end of the pilot, we add up the results and then they pay us a success fee. And then the vast majority go, wow, this thing really worked. Let's keep going.
So sort of help us understand your sort of acquisition strategy, right? So where you're finding all of these clients and like, you know, how does it all work for you, your own marketing as such?
Oh, yeah. You know, I just sit back on the couch and people call us. No, I'm just kidding. Look, like any other business, early stage growth business, you got to work multiple channels. So first, the best source of business client acquisition is client referrals. Some, we do great work for a chief marketing officer and he or she tells their peers. CMOs, they talk all the time. Number one. Number two, if we sell into the marketing office, on average, these people change jobs every 18 months. And if they're happy with us, they get to their new job and they call us. So that's those are the two biggest sources of business for us. We also are always trying out different channels, you know, outbound channels, inbound channels, advertising. Our business is very much, it's a niche. So, you know, kind of running ads, we haven't gotten kind of a lot. There's not a lot of, we haven't seen kind of great traction on typical advertising channels.
Now, why just B2B SaaS, right? So is there, you know, why just this particular market, right? So why that positioning?
Yeah, there's two reasons. The biggest reason is that it's an untapped market. So e-commerce discovered CRO probably about 10 years ago. And it's a very competitive space. And B2B SaaS is much newer to the game. So there's more low-hanging fruit. And there's more market share to be gained.
Makes a lot of sense. Right? So, and talk about your team today, right? So I see you've got a lot of engineers out there, right? So what do they do in this setup, right? I mean, you're more like a marketing agency, right? You know, providing
We're not. Yeah, I wouldn't describe us that way. We're a tech-enabled service. That's why we have a lot of software engineers. We have our own SaaS product. We bundle that with the service team. So we're a bit of a hybrid business.
Yeah, just talk a bit more about that. Like, so what are these engineers spending all of their time on? Like, are they building and improving your existing software product or are they doing something else for your client, for example?
So we do have, I think you've picked up on something really good. So we do have a big team of engineers that are building our software product, making it better. Then we also have engineers who are working with our clients to build and run A/B tests for them.
And what sort of tests are these, right, that you would need a good software engineer to come in and build? So what sort of tests are
I love that you asked that. It's a great question, Upendra. So here's what I think most people think of A/B testing for a website. They think, oh, okay, I'm going to take a page and I'm going to change the color of the button. I heard that if you make the buttons orange, more people will click. Now, it turns out, by the way, you're welcome to try that. Those tests are largely a waste of time. I call those meek testing, M-E-E-K, meek testing. Meek is weak. Doesn't really move the needle for anyone. And you're really just wasting your time. What we do are big swing tests where we're reimagining the entire user experience on a particular page. The overall composition of the page, the imagery, the copywriting, the product claim, the form design, the layout, the flow, all of the social proof, testimonials, all of those things together. Now to do that, you got to write HTML code to do that. Number one, number two, once you find a, oh, go ahead, please.
So I'm just trying to understand that, like, you take over a company's marketing website or their website, and then you sort of rebuild it for yourself. Like, till something clicks.
I wouldn't describe it that way. So we're certainly not taking over anyone's websites. We are giving them a plugin tool. And by the way, I just want to make sure to keep an eye on the clock. I know we've booked, so I've got about 2 or 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
We're giving them a plugin tool, piece of JavaScript code that will actually trigger the test. And it automatically gives half of the audience one version of the page, half the audience the other version, and then it keeps track of what happens, who converts.
Yeah.
So that's how we're actually doing. Now, inside the testing console is where we build the test.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. So, Sahil, one last question. What's the vision here? Like, so where do you see company in the next 2 to 3 years? What's the big plan and what the next milestones that you're sort of aiming to hit?
Yeah. We're going to take over the world. Our goal is that, and my vision is that CRO, conversion rate optimization, is roughly where SEO was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, some people did SEO. It was leading edge. Not everyone even was told that you needed to do it, much less what was the right way to do it. Today, I can't imagine a B2B, much less any website, not doing SEO. So today, there's a small sliver of companies that do CRO. In the next 5 to 10 years, I think everyone will do it. Not everyone will do it with us. That's fine. But we think we're the best option. If you're serious, you want to swing big.
That makes a lot of sense. Thanks, Sahil. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me. I hope your skills finalize to much, much greater heights.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. And you're a great host. Really enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you for that.